Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't ask to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be stopped, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Hesitate in the presence of my adversaries. Negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Get that fixed. Right side up. Come on, people. Evening, everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Can you hear me? I know I'm here. Now, I should be the host, which should mean that other people could talk to me. Wow, 10 comments. All right. Wow. Hello? Are you there? Can you hear me? I have to be in the third box to the left. The one that says broadcast or something. But now I can't hear you, Leanne, so I have no idea what you're saying. Well, it's a good plan, but... people in the ditch. Come on. Drive intelligent, would you? This is called Motoring Along with Pastor Sam. Let's see if it'll work this way. Can you hear me at all, love? Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me talking, though? Well, I'm still on Blog Talk Radio. Anybody on here with me? Somehow, I got to get instructions over there. If you're listening to us tonight and you want to go live, make sure you click the one button so that the studio host can put you in there. Wow, people, slow down. That's ridiculous. Very interesting. Very interesting. We're down to 30. And they're going 40. Thank you. Amen. Slow down, people. Wow, come on, dude. Slow down, Chance. Let him go by. in the name of Jesus, have traction. You stupid moron. Stupid moron. Stupid moron. Jesus. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm here. Anybody's here? All right, well, if you're here with me on Blog Talk Radio, make sure you raise your hand so that we'll know to put you live. Wow. Do not hit them. But morons. Any faster. You guys can slow down. Okay, so you're with me, Dan? Can you talk? I can't tell whether you can hear me or not, because it doesn't seem like when she sees the screen that she knew I was live. But you can't talk, huh? Keep talking, because sooner or later she'll put you in her. My Lord, people, slow down, you crazy people. Wow. All right. Nothing we can do except just slow down. So evidently, Brother Dan can hear me and my wipers. I'm endeavoring to help Sister Leanne know how to use that control panel there. We're down to about 18 miles an hour here. Exit 39 on 23. She's a regular old Thanksgiving holiday Michigan winter storm right here, right now. It reminds me of the song my brother Joe rewrote to "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas." There's a guy in his front wheel drive. He's driving 85. Well, I messed it up. He's out here driving 80 in the snow. It's beginning to look a lot. Hey, there he is.
You hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. You hear me, Leanne?
How'd you...
Did
you figure out how to hook it up?
Me? No, we're good. I gotta let her know I hear you and not her.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't hear
her. I gotta get my screen back up here.
Were you able to hear her on Blog Talk Radio?
No, I'm listening to her on another phone in here.
Yeah.
I turn her questions.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't. If I turn on Facebook, I can hear what she's saying. But this is what we're doing right now is bending every technology every which way but loose right now. And I have to tell you, it's the first time I've done it in a good Michigan rain snowstorm.
I hear you. It is. It's terrible.
I think they finally started to slow down. I know the next semi that comes by, like he's going to spray us all with his snow again, he's going to be slowed down and he's going to just drive along behind me because I ain't doing that. That was crazy. That's
terrible. Can't see.
I know.
Oh. Well.
Oh, jeez.
I was driving yesterday. All of a sudden, I don't know how, somehow I'm on the shoulder of the road. But I look, and I tell them, how did I end up over here? And I look, kind of look out my driver's side mirror, and there's a Cadillac coming around, car coming right straight at me, almost to my bumper. I guess somebody needs to look.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't belong over here, you know. And then all of a sudden it all fell together, and I said, well, I guess somebody wanted you to live. Oh, I know. Like, what are you passing for?
That's craziness, man. There's just no reason right now. We're going about 30 miles an hour, which is way too slow for some people. But everybody's moving, and nobody's spinning out in the ditch. Because we're all spaced right in the slow lane at 30 miles an hour. Everybody who's listening to Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening, this is an educational experience about how to drive in the snow. We know you got a hot load, and we know you got big mudders on them trucks, but when you cross that yellow line where all that slush is, it ain't going to make a difference what you got.
No.
Because that's when they start sliding. There you go. We're going 25 and this guy's going 45. Now that does not make a lick of sense. Pulling a trailer. My.
Pulling a trailer.
Good, you've slowed right down. Wow.
I think your wife is texting.
So, Brother Dan, what's happening, man? Let's you and I talk. They're talking over there. We can talk over here. I got to do something besides focus on this storm.
Yeah. Boy still in front of you?
Yeah. Yeah, I got him up here right where I can see him. And
good.
Josh's car's got all-wheel drive, so.
Oh, okay. That's nice. As long as you don't get too comfortable, it's nice.
Oh, my.
If you get too comfortable, it won't stop any better. But, yeah.
No,
oh, I got
it doesn't matter how fast you go with a four-wheel drive. They don't stop any better, do they?
No, they don't stop. You feel more comfortable, then you wonder, what am I going to do now? But they don't stop any better. It didn't snow here an hour of the day, and we seen our first wreck already. It's like,
really?
On the way home, there was a couple mishaps on the curves, but nobody ended down the ditch. They got control once they hit the shoulders and got in the gravel. It's like days. Snowy out. Flip back. I don't know how it ended up there. I know they said Roscommon was supposed to get 2 to 4 inches, but that don't always mean they're right.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be uncommon up in that area, you know, to get a little more.
Yeah, I'd say they got at least they probably got pretty much close to 4 inches here.
Really?
Flush.
That's just, yeah. Flush. We didn't really
don't
have much flush. All was ice.
Yeah. All I got to get in that lane is what I got to do. That's what he's doing. All right. Here comes the 23-14 split. Blue 42, down, sit, hook. All right, so, Dan, let's talk about something I've got here. We talked about enough snowstorms. Wow. Wow. So I heard a little bit of what Sister Leanne was saying. Sounded like she was doing a really good job about talking about depression.
Yeah. I think it was Rebecca and said she was depressed or something, and then I don't remember who else it was responded. They were too little, so she was trying to get them to think about something else really hard. She's doing good. She was doing good. Don't say you are. Go someplace else. Don't accept it, you know.
Right. Right. Yeah, because as soon as you start saying it, it doesn't matter how much it's around you, but it doesn't get any better. And I'm sure you've been down that path a few times yourself.
Absolutely.
I know I have.
Well, it doesn't matter what it's about. You just can't. You just got to go to something else.
Right.
That's like the other night when I was praying for you guys, it's like, man, you got the word in you. And just got to let it work. It's got the power in it.
Right.
You know, you just have to keep that foundational thing. I even thought about that. Came to me today. If we get together and somebody says something, it's like, well, realize who you are in Christ and the Spirit of God is in you. If you speak it out, it goes to them. That's what the ministry of laying on of hands is.
Yep.
It's that open forwardness and faith and understanding. Because we don't think that way. We're not taught that way. Not our first thing. Just
right.
Everything else is as it is. You know, you have to discipline yourself to think different all the time. No matter who you are.
Yeah, talk about that, because it doesn't matter who you are. You have to discipline yourself to think a different thought.
Yeah. If you got somebody that's around you that can correct you when you're off because you're not thinking right this stuff right then, it helps. Knowing they do it in love, you know. It's easier,
yeah.
Too. Long as you had to, but, yeah.
And when you're depressed, it's real easy to have an attitude, but, you know, I was listening again. Where is the lane? Somebody help me find the lane. So far, there's no rumble strips, no rumble strips, no rumble strips. There, I made it. We got it. Good job, Chance. What was it you just said?
It was just a matter, it doesn't matter who we are.
You've got to discipline yourself.
You have to train yourself.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, you're doing good.
This week, when I was down there in Tennessee, one of the most beautiful places you've ever seen in your life, beautiful buildings, beautiful rooms, just a beautiful, and the, you know, anything you saw in the pictures, it's just the most beautiful land you've ever seen. It's just beautiful.
Right.
And yet, the one night I woke up in the middle of the night with fear gripping me.
Mm.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Well, what's that all about? I ain't afraid. What am I got to be afraid of? I'm in a warm building. I got food all around. I got my family everywhere. What have I got to be afraid of? I got God in my heart. But I don't know. Who knows? Somehow, something, I dreamed or something, I woke up in fear. But I think that's a really powerful thing you just said, Dan. You have to discipline yourself to think another thought. And, you know, the last time we was on here, I said I was going to put the link to Dr. Summerall's videos in there.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got it done, did I?
I don't think so.
I copied and pasted it as soon as I hung up, but I think the phone rang. And then it didn't get it done.
I understand.
But I... Go ahead.
I understand. It's like you right now, I'm like, you don't have to get on and talk tonight. You know what I mean? You got a lot going on right there where you're at. Yeah,
I got a lot going on, but I think it's probably helping me be a better human to have something else happening.
I understand that, dude. Especially if you're just talking, not so bad.
Open up the front door of the four-wheel drive and just invite them to get out and walk around a ditch for a minute. Good Lord, slow down. Just because you have a four-wheel drive don't mean you can buzz by all these little cars that don't have traction.
Oh.
Anyway, thank you. Now we're back to talk about disciplining yourself. I'm going to be quiet.
Oh. Leanne, your wife's feeling bad. She doesn't know how to get you hooked up in there. What does she need to do?
Tell her that we're talking.
I did tell her it's all good.
It's all good.
I did tell her that. Everybody could call in.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know. Is that what you want? She doesn't know how to get you on there.
Yep. Tell her that you and I are talking and it's all good.
That she knows. That I told her. That she knows.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive.
But what do you,
I
command what do you want?
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that truck has all the traction that it needs. Whew. Yeah, she just didn't know how to get us in the place where we are, but if she just knows that we're talking on Blog Talk Radio and it's running.
So
I
you
want to
get right off Facebook? You want to get off Facebook then?
It, They can stay on and talk all they want.
Okay, but they,
you and
they
I
won't
are
be
not
talking.
On Facebook.
Yeah, well, you won't be talking on the Blog Talk won't be on
right.
there.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Exactly. You're saying it correctly. I don't know if that made any sense, but it sure did.
Yep. Oh, that's good. That's good. She's doing fine.
Tell her she did a good job. She is doing a good job.
She's doing fine.
Yeah.
They can get on Blog Talk, but they can't be on Blog Talk and Facebook right now.
Right. One or the other.
Right. It's one or the other. If she's doing fine, they can stay there.
Yes. Keep right on going.
Otherwise, if she calls, if they call the number, then they'll be on here.
Yep.
Okay. I got that. I'm a little slow. I'm trying to put everything together. I think that's what she was doing.
What I
but
think
no,
is that
I know
pretty good.
A lot
she's
of people
in,
have, huh?
She's in West Branch. You're in Shepherd, and I'm down by Ann Arbor, and somehow we're making it all work.
That's right. That's right. Hmm?
Wow, slow down, you knucklehead. My Lord. Jesus.
I hope you guys are learning as much as I am right now. Actually, I'm not even sure if I'm learning.
That's because that one's pinned. When that one's pinned on there, you can't comment. You can get it on your computer and comment.
Can you guys hear?
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yes.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'll be quiet now.
How are we talking to you?
Well, I dialed Blog Talk Radio on my phone because I don't know how to get you live on Facebook. So.
No, you won't be able to get me live on Facebook.
They won't be able to hear you?
I don't think so, unless they can hear me now.
Oh, well, they can hear you through my phone. I thought that they would be able to hear you on Facebook, because we normally do that. We have people call in on Blog Talk all the time.
Right, but that's when I'm sitting at the desk in front of my camera, my computer, talking to the mic, and I'm talking to the mic to all the platforms. So I'm just another Blog Talk Radio caller tonight.
Oh.
Even though I'm the host, I'm just on Blog Talk Radio. So if you put your phone down there, they're probably able to hear us. And
yeah,
I thank
you.
I'm glad it took this long to get connected, because that way I don't have to talk to these people driving these cars that are so stupid like I have been. And Brother Dan has been praying and asking God to help me, and that's good.
Yeah. Keep praying for peace.
My Lord Jesus.
Okay, so can everyone on Facebook hear Pastor now? And Phyllis, you can see me and hear me if I go over to the Blog Talk station.
Oh, yeah,
Wednesday,
I can
hear him through your phone, and it is clear. So awesome.
Yeah, so don't pick your nose or nothing, because just because you can't see them, they can see you.
That is true. Okay, well, so I'm glad this will work so that they can hear you. So, yep, Gwen says I can hear
you. I felt
good.
Like you were doing a really good job, and you probably should have just stayed over there talking to them.
Well,
you were doing a really good job talking about depression and all that. That was great. You did a great job.
Well, thank you, love.
Thank you.
But I thought you had to say, so that's why I was trying to get you on here live. But we can continue on separate formats, or do you want everyone to call over there and be part of that, or are you just
I don't know what time it is and how much longer you're going to stay at Becky's. So whenever that happens, then everybody should come over to Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I told Becky to be here until 10. So,
all right. So another 12 minutes. So people should start calling while you're still there to make sure they're all in the same line. You know what I mean by putting us all in the same line?
I don't. I'm clicking everyone's microphones as I see people going over there.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Yep. There's three columns. And they need to be to the one to the left, the third column over, where my phone and Dan's phone is. You see the phone numbers?
Yes.
All right. Well, there's a little square right next to the phone number. Everybody needs to be clicked into that square.
Yeah, with the microphone.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. That's what I was was clicking microphones as I...
Very good. How many do we have on with us?
Three. You and three others.
All right. So.
Two others. I forgot. I'm one of them.
Okay. So we know one's brother Dan. Whoever our other caller is, go ahead and say hi. You'll have to remember to take your phone off mute.
Oh. Okay, so does everybody understand how that's going to work? You can start dialing over to the Blog Talk Radio now if you want to stay on and be on with Pastor and Brother Dan is on there, and someone else is on there right now, too. But you can call that number, and what you do is put your phone on mute so that you don't have a bunch of reverberation in your audio, and they don't either. But then when you want to talk, is it one that they press when they raise their hand?
Well, they press one, but I can't see the one, so they'll just have to unmute their phone. And then say, hey, guys, this is, you know, introduce themselves, and we'll just go from there.
Okay.
Because I can be on here now for a while, and we can sit and talk about God and Jesus and snowstorms or whatever else we got going on.
Yeah.
And we can get Becky to sleep.
So anybody that wants to do that, I think I pinned one of your comments that has, the Blog Talk Radio number on it. So you just call into that. It's working. He sounds normal. Hallelujah.
It's working. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
We've just solved another one by the Holy Ghost. Nobody get a big head.
Goodness.
Thanks, Brother Dan, for stepping in there and helping us. And
we
don't know what we're doing. So we can't tell if we're doing it wrong, and so far it doesn't look like it's been wrong at all. So good job, everybody. Appreciate it. And
yes, you guys are amazing.
This is Saturday Night Live, and I think Sister Leanne did a really great job talking about depression. Remember this. Depression is run by a demonic spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That spirit wants you discouraged, discouraged. That's what discouraged means. It means dis, anti-courage. It means lacking courage. That's what that enemy wants. And we don't give glory to our enemy around here, and we don't talk about him much because he's a worthless, destroyed enemy. But the thing you have to realize is that process is coming to all of us. I was telling Brother Dan just before we heard your voice there, Leanne, that there was a night this week I woke up in the middle of the night gripped with fear. And it's like, what do I got to be afraid of? I don't have nothing to be afraid of. I'm born again. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. The very Spirit of Christ lives on the inside of me. I'm with my family in a beautiful place in a comfortable bed with heat and food. I don't have nothing to be afraid of. Shut up, you stupid fear. And
Amen.
Brother Dan had made the statement, you have to discipline your brain, your mind, to think about something else. And psychology has told us that that's not necessarily possible. But the Word of God tells us that you and I are, we are spirits, and we are in control of the triune being that we are. And it's been a very interesting study to me. I've always believed I was a spirit. I have a soul, live in a body. I've always believed that since Bible college. However, I never realized until this last time that I need this last study we're doing right now, that I actually need to be speaking from the Spirit, me the Spirit, speaking to my soul and my body every day, which is a very interesting thought process to me. So literally, you tell your mind, mind, think only godly thoughts today.
Amen.
And then if it doesn't, then discipline it. All right? For that, I'm taking you, and we're reading 14 chapters of the Bible right now. We are only going to think God thoughts. Well, you might say, well,
Amen.
Pastor, that's a little crazy. How crazy is it for your mind to not listen to you? Now that I realize my mind and body must listen to me, the Spirit, I ain't living another day any other way.
Yeah.
It's literally.
And you know this.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
Another trick that this Spirit will play on you when you're having those thoughts, it will convince you, as you try to turn your thoughts other ways, it will convince you that you need to stay and finish figuring this process out before you can have peace about it. And you don't. When you know that it is a spirit of depression, don't let it suck you into that. It will totally convince you, wait, you're not going to have peace until you set and go over and over and over and over this in your mind, trying to put things in places, in place. And the problem is you won't ever get things to stay in place. And once you do, you'll have to go back again to go over to make sure that that's right. And all that is the trick of the enemy sucking your thoughts into that. And you literally need to turn in your mind and walk away from it to something completely different.
Yeah.
And then after you pulled out of that depression, you'll turn around and look and go, what was I even thinking then? It isn't even what it appeared to be.
Yep. That's very good. And don't ever give our enemy any more. He has no room in your life. Don't give him any room.
Amen.
He cannot force you to do anything.
Right.
The enemy cannot force you in any way to do anything. No matter what big-time preacher with a fancy church and a big worship team tells you, that is not the Word of God. Jesus crushed our enemy. It's already done. It's already done.
Amen.
And I'm telling you this tonight on the top side of this. I spent many months and weeks on the other side of that, fighting that battle. So I know exactly where you guys are at when you're saying you're fighting this battle. I know. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I know that battle. But I also know that I listen to the men of God that were leading me in my life, and I put some verses down on a piece of paper, and I carried them everywhere I went. And they were verses of, I am more than a conqueror. And verses of, I have control. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not man-made. They are mighty in God, pulling down strongholds. Well, what's the stronghold? That stronghold's not a demon in the heavens. That's something that is in your mind trying to have a strong hold on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
No, we get to pull those down in our own minds and force them into subjection to the will of God and His Word.
Right.
That's, wow, that looks like a glare of ice.
Hi, Miss Mary, Pastor Rick. We're so happy you're with
Hi,
us,
Mary.
Too.
Hi, Mary, Pastor Rick. Love you. Thank
we
you.
We do love you. Now, Rebecca, you said you were on Blog Talk, but Sam couldn't hear you. Did you have your phone on mute still? Because if you want to go back over there, I can reconnect you.
Yep. Please come over, Rebecca. We want you to be with us. And then just stay there until we get it figured out.
Yeah.
So how are we talking to you, Leanne?
I called the Blog Talk on my phone. We're listening.
Okay, gotcha. Right, there you go. Yeah, that's good. Well, we just learned that this works.
Mm-hmm.
This works. So, really, all we got to do is... all we got to do is school somebody who is... at a house with a good internet signal, how to do what you're doing, and then it's not going to matter where we are. If we got any signal at all, we can be on Blog Talk Radio, they can be on Facebook, and the thing can go on just like it's supposed to go on, and we have crushed another barrier by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It looks like the temperature
Amen.
Must have increased because... Go ahead.
I just was going to say, neither one of us like, we like being mobile, but we don't like it when we're mobile and can't communicate with you guys or have the programs that we're used to having. So, the more of this that we figure out, hallelujah.
Now, Brother Dan, I know you're there and you're just on mute or whatever. And I've told my stories of how I disciplined my mind and everything. But why don't you come on and talk about how you did it? It's just, you're a man of God. You're another voice that's going to say the same thing in different words. And encourage people how to discipline themselves. And I really like how you said it. You have to discipline yourself to think different thoughts. Go ahead. I'll be quiet.
We've got more people here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was
He's
just,
actually broadcasting it to Facebook, too.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Well, I was just sharing with Sam, sometimes when you're thinking about things and from the places you once were and didn't seem to have a whole lot of direction in life, and you start getting direction, it's like, it's kind of simple, but it takes a lot of discipline. And even, because I've asked, what do I need to do here, which don't seem to be working. I know it's real, because you say it is, it don't seem to be working, but yet, everything, even that we're taught here, especially, you have to try to keep that in your mind focus as far as the practicalness of life and living it. And I just have to say, God, try to keep bringing this to my mind because, I'm not perfect. But I have to, in every situation, I have to weigh it out. And say, what do I need to do? What do I need to be saying? How do I need to change my thoughts? What's the scriptures that's going to turn around and build my life? Because I know the Spirit of God lives in me. And the Spirit, the Word, because that's all one and united. And when you give the word, you have angels, the spirit rises up in you, faith rises up in you, and that just all helps to walk forward. And, you know, you people don't know me, which is fine, so I'm going to tell some of them I have a hard time with confidence. So anything I can find in God's word that builds confidence speaks to me, and I try to remember that, and I keep, try to keep going over it in my mind all the time, because it's like, you do have value, and you do have
value. Amen.
Keep moving forward in it, in what's written in God's word, not to, I mean, not that you're thinking positive, you're thinking what the scripture says about you and the revelation that God gives to you, because he will give you revelation. He wants you to be positive. He wants you to work forward. And as he says those things, just don't forget them. Here we go again. Write it down. Try to remember.
I heard a great man of God say one time, write it down.
Try to remember where he's moving.
Say it.
And then it helps. It does. And it does make it easier. And there's still a lot of things. I just sharing with Sam tonight, it's like many times you'll stand with people. And when I say people, I'm a people. That's me. And it's like nobody wants to pray for someone. And it's like, well, this is supposed to work. What's supposed to work? And you get down, and then you start thinking of the foundation, you know. Christ lives in me. Goodness sakes. He wants us to pray. Us to believe. Us to know that believe. So if I speak with my mouth, I believe it in my heart, speak with my mouth, things are going to happen. Things have to happen. So I have to step forward. I'm not stepping forward in knowledge. And I'm not stepping forward in emotion myself. Yeah, some people are real forward, but myself, that's not me. So if I step forward and you share, then things, the Spirit of God is able to go forward and help. And it's one doctrine that's taught in God's words, like in our hands. And it's not always easy. You're like, for nobody, but you can't go up there. You can't go up there in that mindset. You have to go up in a mindset. God wants to touch this person as much as he's touched me.
Wow.
You kind of go through that. You go through that whole thing. And you keep walking in that faith of what God's word says. Just like, we're reconciled. There's, you know, I'm not perfect. God knows that. I'm not perfect, because man sees perfection. He knows that. But that don't mean any trying. But you get past it and say, no, that's my, God knows who I am. He's saved me. He knows who I am. And you go back, you reconcile. Everything is, the righteousness of Christ lives in me. It's not me. You just have to step forward and believe in your heart. Move forward. That's how I'm not one of these that have, that can just sit down and go over 100 scriptures and quote them and where they come from.
Right.
I just never have been able, I've tried, never been able to do that. But that doesn't mean God won't use me or use anyone else. It's where your relationship with Christ is, and then just bringing it back, the relationship, bringing it back, and saying, this is where we are, this is where I'm at, this is what I know, this is what you taught me. I'm thankful for it that way. The last thing where, that's my explanation of my walk.
Well,
how,
you know, Dan,
I think you just
said something very powerful there. Because you're starting to say that about the different verses to stand in. And I agree. I think one of the most important verses anybody can learn to stand in is, I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because
Amen.
It's not it's not my righteousness. It's not your righteousness. It's his.
Amen.
My righteousness will fail. Go ahead, Van.
Felicia just said one of the verses that definitely strengthens hers is, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that is another another good strengthening verse, too.
That's a very strong verse. The verse Jeremiah 29:11-13. Just open your, one of you guys open your Bible and read that. And then somebody copy and paste that in. Jeremiah 29:11-13. I think that's the right verses.
Yeah, I know I have the plans, my plans for you of good and nothing evil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yeah, and that is a strengthening verse too. Let me see if I can pull it up. Or is someone else able to? Oh, I can't pull that up. Yeah,
well, I got my Bible right here in the dash, but I probably better not try to read it while I'm driving down the road.
Probably better not.
You said Jeremiah
29:11-13, yeah.
I'm going off here. Okay.
Oh, my goodness, I've lost my mouse. Here it is. Oh, I have not looked over here. Okay, there you have four callers on with you on Blog Talk, just so you know that, and they're all live.
Are you ready?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm going to mute it now.
Is that you, Audrey?
Yes.
Okay.
I just called in, so I'm on now and I'm seeing you. Thank you, Leanne, very, very much. You did awesome.
Thank you so much, Audrey. Thank you. We just love you to pieces. I rebuke those words. We love you so much. We always thank you for your grace and your encouragement. Well, Felicia's got it over here. Thank you, Felicia. Do you have it, Dan? Were you going to read it?
Yeah, I can. Are you ready?
Okay.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. And give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Through 13, right?
Was that all the way through 13?
Yes.
Or did I lose somebody? Okay, I was thinking that was longer than that. So, yeah, those
you
are
could go on.
Yeah, let's, because that's all good, encouraging, 20, edifying verses. Yeah.
29:14. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. and will gather you from all of the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And we're not going to be driven anyways. And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. We're not captive right now, but that was talking about apparently the children of Israel, those people.
There you go. Felicia has them on here, too. Yeah, this is a good chapter. And, yeah, we had taught before about doing the confessions based on different circumstances in your life. And you can build a confession just like that. Using the Word of God, build your confessions that will help edify you and strengthen you and remind you who you are in God. And start with these verses, the one that Felicia, do you know what chapter and verse that is, Felicia? Because I don't know off of the top of my head about I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Start your confession out with that verse and then do these Jeremiah 29, 11, 12, and 13. How far did you read, Dan? Those were all good, too. There's so many wonderful verses that... Oh, and he is, 14. So am I at 14? Yeah. And that is exactly... Go ahead.
Some of that is talking about the disobedient people, though, that got put into captivity. So it makes it a little harder to understand, but that's not us. But it does show in there his desire to hear us and to bring us out.
What is it?
I'm not going to read it right now. I'm not there.
It actually says, I will hear you, right?
Right.
I mean, that's God talking. I will hear you when you seek me with all of your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's about as straight up a promise is you're going to find anywhere in the Bible where God says, if you seek me, and he don't have no prejudice of who seeks him. He don't care who you are. Let's find out who else we have online with us. Give me a area code, love, of people that are online.
24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. Yeah, that's Isaiah 65:20. That is a good verse, too. Okay, let me see. We have 330. That's you, Dan, right?
Not area code. Doesn't it show the area code?
Oh, yeah, 989.
Right.
We have 586.
That's Brother Roger.
616.
That's Audrey.
Okay. Oh, and that one was Roger, too, so I'm going to take that one out. And you're still on there, Roger, so whoop. 586, was that Roger?
Yeah.
Okay, he just dropped. Roger, go ahead and dial back in to Blog Talk. Psalm 139, 13, and 14, Felicia. Oh, but anyways, that's what we were saying, guys. This is the perfect way for whatever situation you're in. This is exactly how you build your confession and reading those over when you're having those moments that the enemy is trying to convince you otherwise.
Let's talk about the word confession for a minute, because it's a very important biblical word, but some people, I think, are misled a little bit by what it actually means. All right, we're not saying that you're confessing your sins to God.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus is the high priest of our confession. Jesus is always before the Father with the words coming out of our mouth saying, bring these words to pass. That's why you got to be so careful the words that come out of your mouth. Because Jesus can't make hate words come to pass. He can only make love words come to pass.
Sure, grab them and use them. The enemy will sure grab them and use them against you. So try to keep those words out of.
Right. And so the whole point of me saying that to you is this. That statement of make a confession is Jesus is the high priest of your confession. That means the words you are speaking from God's word, Jesus, is taking those words before the Father and saying, grant this word to my people. So it's not that Leanne and I have 1,000 verses memorized. It's that we write them down on a piece of paper or on a paper and then tape it to the wall.
Or in our phone.
Okay, she doesn't tape them to the wall, but I do. But we make a note in our phone, and as a husband and wife, we say some of these confessions, most of them, every time we get the chance, we speak them in faith together out loud.
Yeah.
Because where two of us agree, now you got the prayer of agreement going on. And, you know, that's like when I'm reading the proverb or whatever I'm bringing as a scripture to you and hear the word. I'm trying to learn to slow down long enough that you can actually be on that same verse, and where I'm going to eventually get with it is I will actually have those verses of scripture I'm reading in a note, in a document that you can download, and while you listen to me read them, you can read them off the page yourself, and it's going to create a couple different processes. Number one, you're going to hear me doing it. I'm your shepherd. That's always going to give you a breakthrough in God. You're going to hear yourself doing it. That's the most important voice you need to hear saying it. And you're going to see it. You're going to hear it. You're going to speak it. You've used all of your gates, and that's what hides God's word down inside of our heart. And, you know, I don't – how many different confessions do we have, Leanne? We probably have, what, 20?
Oh, my goodness, yeah, at least.
But we don't say all 20 of them every day. What we deal with is, what are we dealing with today? Now, let's make that confession. And we boldly proclaim it right out loud. Well, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. And Jesus is the high priest of that confession. Con is with, fession is statement. He's the high priest with our statement, and he's bringing it to pass. Father, help these people in this niche. May nothing be wrong with their car. May everything
Amen.
Be right with them. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Now, let's just pause for a minute, because I said my same statement I would already make. Did what I just say make sense? One of you guys on Blog Talk, give us an answer.
Yes.
Thank you, Dan. Add to it if you want, brother.
Okay, Roger, call back into Blog Talk. You can go ahead and call back in, because then you can be on it.
What we're doing, guys, is we're learning how to walk with God, and we're learning how to use this technology. To resist learning this technology is only going to slow your growth process down, and you just can't do it. I resisted it for years, and now I wish I hadn't resisted it all, because I would be one of the leaders in the whole thing, because God gave me this assignment a long time ago, and I just didn't like all that stuff. But, oops, that wasn't a very smart move, was it?
Okay, Roger, are you hold on for just a second. Roger, are you okay to dial now? You've got the 586-999-3487. So just dial back in. The program is still going. And I'll put you live, okay?
And as
go
soon
ahead.
As you get there, brother, start talking.
Yeah, start talking so they know you're there. That's good.
And I want everybody to understand this. Sister Leanne and I, go ahead, Roger. Say hi, brother.
I don't see him there yet.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard him kick in.
There he is.
All
Are
right.
You there, Roger?
Hi, Roger. Say it, man. You don't need your phone on mute. Leave it off mute so we can talk. Hello, Brother Roger. We know you're there. Hello, Brother Roger. Join us on the air. Hello, Brother Roger. We just want you to know. Hello, Brother Roger. Don't you just love this snow?
I see your number there, Roger. And I've put you live. So you can go ahead and talk if your phone is not on mute. And you hear Pastor? Thank you, Felicia, for putting the number back up again.
Yeah, we got a great team, don't we? We got a great family.
Okay, well, I'm not sure. He's not made a response here in writing yet. And I haven't heard it. So go ahead and keep talking, and I'll wait for a response, and I'll jump in when Hippie types something.
All right.
And anybody
now,
else that wants to...
Go ahead.
Anybody else that wants to switch over to Blog Talk, I really need to get off of the Facebook stream here, I think. Let me run and check with Becky to make sure she's okay with it. And if she is, I'll stay on until 11, okay?
Now, where we was at is the high priest of our confession, and I really appreciate Dan's statement about finding verses of confidence. Now, Wow, come on, dude. That is just not necessary. So, the high priest of our confession is Jesus, and he takes these words that we say when we're in this battle, and he takes them before the Father. What we got going on here? See if we can make this work. Coming over, buddy. Go slow, go slow, go slow, go slow. All right, there we go. Now, go ahead. Who's there?
It was me. I just came back. Oh.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to the high priest of our confession. Now the verses that Dan read from Jeremiah 29:11, 12, 13, 14, those are great verses. And I think just Leanne put up Isaiah, what was it, 56 or 65?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, I used to know the number. I think there's like 365 of those verses just like that in the Bible that declare God's love and faith to us. And
yeah.
So what it comes down to is, what do we fill our mind with? If we fill it with the thoughts of, oh, my God, how am I going to make it? Then that's where we're going to be. If we fill our thoughts with, thank you, Lord, I am making it, then guess what? Thank you, Lord, we make it. And
amen.
And it's down to us. I got to back off here. It's down to, what do we fill our mind with? And nobody, no thing can tell us what we have to think. We get to choose. We tell our mind, think these thoughts. You tell your body, body, lead me in the paths of righteousness. Eyes, see only the good things of this world. Ears, hear only what is right. And what we are all of a sudden learning is something I've never heard anybody else teach. I've never heard anybody teach this like this. I'm sure there are people who have. I'm not saying it from a point of bragging. I'm saying it from a point of, thank you, Lord, you've given us this revelation and the understanding that we got to seek diligently like this. And then he said, if you seek me, you will find me.
Amen.
He is the one who rewards those who diligently seek him. God rewards you when you seek him. But it is a very specific point of decision you have to make to say, I am going to fill my mouth, my heart, and my mind with the word of God. And you do it right in the middle of the circumstances that don't look like it's the right one. And I had a really cool story from this weekend from one of my nieces and her husband. And I don't know, a couple of years ago, probably by now, they were led by God to buy a house. They're like, well, we don't think we're ready for this yet. But then just like that, somebody stepped up and said, hey, would you like to buy this house? And so they're like, well, yeah. So they bought the house. And they told us yesterday that God actually moved miraculously for them and paid their house off 7 years in advance.
Isn't that awesome? I love it. Love it.
And they're living in a debt-free home, which is what you and I have been talking about for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just straight up excited and shouting glory what God had done for me. My sister Becky, who runs a preschool daycare kind of preschool daycare thing, she said many preschool day schools are closing, and she just had the two best years she's ever had.
Even in the midst of all of the pandemic and so many other things failing, and how many people were out of work and able to stay home with their kids, and her business still grew. It's a daycare. It's
glory
awesome.
Be to God.
Glory
but
be to God.
I'm telling you, I remember some texts from my sister saying, please pray for me. I'm feeling weak today. She had to have that group of people with her saying, you're going to make it. We're all going to make it. Just hang in there. And guess what? We all made it.
Amen.
And that's the power of what you and I have done right here on the community of faith. As we have continually stood together and, you know, let's say this. I'll approach a subject that is, woo, don't jump, nobody jump off the edge, all right? I'm just going to talk about it for a minute. if you're fighting a battle, come to the Community of Faith family page and say, brothers and sisters, somebody send me some verses on here to encourage me, to help me, healing. Don't come on and write 18 paragraphs about how bad life is and everything that's going wrong. Because that glorifies our enemy every time you write that. But when you come on and say, I need prayer, I'm fighting a battle, I need prayer, somebody throw me some verses, we're going to start throwing verses in there. And we're going to start speaking prayers in there. And the enemy won't get no glory, and fear won't get no glory, and confusion won't get any glory. God will get the glory.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's how we win. The more we glorify our problem, the bigger it gets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Felicia just wrote in here, too, generally speaking, society in general allows too many celebrity opinions, wow, isn't that the truth, and talking heads telling them what to think and let that dictate to them. It's usually all negative. You have to be optimistic and thankful for what you have, who you have, all the positive things going on. Amen, Felicia, keeping your focus on the positive things. Yeah. Okay, Roger says he's coming to Blog Talk again, so I'll let you know when he's live on there.
Just tell him to start talking as soon as he gets there so we know we're connected to him.
Okay. Okay, Roger.
But that's a powerful statement that Felicia just said. That's a very, very powerful statement. You and I.
Yeah, it really is.
Read it again.
She added more, too. Generally speaking, society in general allows too many celebrity opinions and talking heads telling them what to think and let that dictate to them. It's usually all negative. You have to be optimistic and thankful for what you have and who you have, all the positive things going on. What was that?
That was a really slushy middle.
Oh.
We did it, though.
Roger, are you there? You are there, and you are live. Go ahead and talk so we know you're connected.
Turn the volume up on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not muted, your volume may very well be way down. Yeah, and another thing is that the enemy will use is guilt and will continually remind you of all of the reasons you can't receive all of the positive things that God has said and done. And you have to let go of those things, too, and remember they have been removed from you. Once you're born again, those things are gone and behind. God doesn't remember them, and you are entitled to everything he said you are entitled to.
Yeah.
And you have all of the love that he has for you. He doesn't remember those things. They're gone as far as the east is from the west. They're thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. So don't let the enemy keep bringing those things back to you, saying you don't deserve to feel any better than that. Look what you did. Well, no, it was him that did those things. He did those things through you. He influenced it. It all was his doing, not yours. So you need to let go of those things and not let that keep you from the love of God.
Amen. Amen. They're thrown in the sea of his forgetfulness. Brother,
yeah.
Roger, as soon as you're live, just start talking, clicking buttons till we hear you. Put yourself on speakerphone. Put your earbuds in. Talk on them. Stand on your head in the corner and talk. We'll get this fixed yet. But, you know, I want Brother Dan to come on for a minute again, if you're still with us, Dan. Because I want to ask Dan to talk about a specific situation.
And I love the word.
Hey, he made it. I love the word. Say something again, brother.
I thought you'd recognize me.
All right. We did it. We have crossed the great divide, and we now have Brother Roger Oxley with us. Three cheers for Roger. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hooray.
All right. It takes about 5 seconds after my hip, hip for you guys to say hooray. So just so everybody knows, that's how big a lag we have here. I think we're doing a really, really good job in making this work with that much lag.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sister,
and
Leanne
I'm driving
a banged
in a slush
up
storm. Go ahead, Roger, say it again.
Sister Leanne did a real good job tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you. You're always so encouraging. That's what makes this family great. You guys are all so good at encouraging and edifying us as well as each other.
Yep. I want to deal with that last statement that Felicia made, because there's a very powerful truth in there. And she said, we too often let Hollywood and the talking heads influence us. Now,
yes.
I ask if Brother Dan would come back on and say something. I don't know if I heard him yet, but he might be pouring another cup of coffee or something. But how many times
Ooh.
We can talk to Roger?
That's what I forgot to get.
Coffee?
Yes.
Well, don't hang up to go get it.
It's how we pre-made.
I want everybody to think about this. Here you have a multi-million dollar actor who only got that way because they chose a life of no limits. Or you have a multi-million dollar talking head of a news program, and the only way they got to that point is no limits, no holds barred attack. and they sit there and tell us what our limits are and what we should and shouldn't do. Don't let anyone limit you except for the plan of God. Don't let anyone
Amen.
Limit you. Now, I was going to have Dan talk about it because Dan is in the trucking world, but Dan was also in the gravel pit world where you got every level of sinner coming in and out of there that would be glad to mock a man being a man of God. And we have to learn to not cast our pearls, those valuable pieces of truth that we have, before people who have no spiritual discernment of how to even enjoy them and no desire to.
Amen. Amen.
Now, the reason why I'm saying that is, why would we let anybody from Hollywood ever say a word to limit how big God can be in our life? Never. Never, 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 never. But
Amen.
Dr. Summerall, one of the greatest missionaries of the 1900s, said, if you boys don't do more than I did, you're going to be a failure when you get to heaven. And what was he schooling us in before he died? No limits. Doesn't that sound like a really good cup of coffee he's making?
It does. Did you make it through the whole family weekend with no coffee, too, love?
Sure. Did I? Yeah, I didn't
yeah.
make coffee.
Good. Good.
No way. No way at all.
Yeah.
Not doing that. Watch out. What you got going
so
on?
So what are you drinking?
You know,
green tea?
You were, huh?
Brother Roger, you talk first. Say it again.
Go ahead.
Are you having green tea or calamara tea?
Pink lemonade. And a bottle of Verner's.
Ooh.
Usually when he's drinking tea on the program, Roger, usually it's chai tea or Earl Grey. I know you've asked both before.
I have to find that.
So just so everybody knows, I made it all the way to Flint Truck and Bus.
So far. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Only got what, another 95 miles?
Wow.
10:47. All right.
Are the
so,
roads getting better?
Here they have them salted, so they're not icy.
Okay. So my thought is, what are you thinking at this point about meeting tomorrow? Is that going to be a probability or not so much?
I don't know. Anybody look at the weather?
I haven't looked at the weather. First, does anybody else have the ability to be able to meet tomorrow? Because
yeah.
if everybody else has plans, don't have the ability anyway, then we don't have to think about that, whether it's going to be able to happen weather-wise or not anyway. So if anybody is interested in eating tomorrow and meeting with us tomorrow someplace, and has the ability to do that, go ahead. and type it in now, and if not, then we just won't plan on doing that this trip.
We want to meet with you guys.
Yes.
We truly
yes.
do. But we have to leave yes. on what day?
Yeah.
What day do we have to leave, though?
Monday.
All right. So tomorrow's our day, and we would be glad to meet with you if you're willing to travel. But you got to be willing to get out and drive in whatever's left of this storm when it gets finished.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Brother Dan, Sister Rebecca, Sister Audrey, somebody look at the weather report. Roger. See what tomorrow looks
for
like.
For what location?
But don't get yourself disconnected in the process of doing your Roger.
Yeah, I think what we'd have to look at is Flint, because that'd be 2 hours for us to come down. That's about an hour for you to come north. It's about an hour for Rebecca and Christine. A little over an hour for Audrey and them. I don't know whether Audrey can make it or not. If you can make it, Audrey, let us know. But, you know, just trying to meet with you guys. Sister Sunday could probably be there. Sherry Gilbert
Mary.
Might be able to make it. Mary, that's
yeah.
a long trip. That's like a 3-hour trip, so I don't think she'd make it.
Oh, is it that far from her airport? Okay.
Yeah.
Felicia, I can't come to Michigan. All right.
We want you to come to Michigan. Just
we do.
Jump
we
in
do
your helicopter
really
and just fly up.
Okay, and Rebecca
so Monday,
and Christine.
So Monday you're going into Flint?
No, Monday
no,
we
Sunday.
Have to head back to North Dakota. Tomorrow we were wanting to try to meet with anybody from COF that wanted to meet in Michigan, that wanted to meet. But we didn't
Sunday.
Know the weather was going to be like this, too, and Monday what?
Sunday we want to meet with them.
Right, tomorrow. Right.
Tomorrow, Sunday. Just in case somebody
yeah.
else is on Sunday all day today. This has actually been Saturday.
Yeah. Francetta. Hi. Hi.
So are you
going to
be
on my...
Hey, this
Sam,
is Audrey.
So you're going to be heading down 75 tomorrow.
Well, no, what we're saying is we'll just pick a place and we'll meet there. We're not going down 75. We're going to just, on purpose, drive down to Flint and meet everybody there that can come meet us.
Yeah, anybody that's available to do that.
Well, what time would you be in Flint?
Probably about 1-ish.
One-ish? Okay. Because I'm in Warren. That's probably about
all right.
a, what, 3-hour drive?
No, it can't be that far, is it? To Flint?
Yeah.
Flint is the 99-mile marker, right, Dan, 99? What's Warren?
I'm checking the distance here.
Come on, man. We got to listen. Nobody freak out about how much everybody's talking, because we're going to perfect this thing, but it takes this night to make this thing perfect. So say
yeah.
that again, Dan.
Yes.
It's 61 miles. Flint from Warren.
Can you guys hear me? It's Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi. We won't be able to make it tomorrow.
Okay.
No.
I have to unpack from hunting this week and get ready for next
right.
weekend to hunt again.
Okay.
All right.
I have to show
no,
my deer
just,
yet. All right. Love you guys.
We just want you to be with us.
Oh, I want to, too. I want to, too.
We also understand
but
that.
I'm
all
disabled,
so.
And I have to remember that I can't do more than two things in a day. Blessings
all right.
to you.
Blessings
Thank you.
To you.
I'm
yep.
eating now.
I love you.
Yeah.
Bless
Good luck.
You. I love you.
Yeah, may you hit a big one. Not hit. Shoot. Don't hit him. Shoot him. Father, we speak over Audrey's body, healing, health, and strength. Life
Amen.
And life more abundantly to her right here, right now today. All right, so now we're down to Dan and Roger and Francetta. Did you say Rebecca can't make it?
Rebecca cannot make it. Francetta, would you be able to make it? Felicia says it's 64.4 miles from Flint to Warren. Felicia, you're amazing at the information. And the weather, the weather high is 36, a low of 25, and snow showers.
Come on, this is awesome.
I love you, Felicia. Felicia is our technical director.
So I guess if I go ahead and I jump on 75 and go 75 north, I could hit
yep.
Flint.
Yep.
Okay, I think there's only one exit in the Flint.
Actually, there's probably three, okay? But I would think we would meet on the first, we would meet on the Miller Road exit. Is that the right one, Dan, right off to 69?
Mm-hmm.
Where the Harvey dealer is?
You mean on 21?
21, no. South. 21 runs to Owosso, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the next one down.
Okay. Pearson
Road. Is
that
Pearson Road? Pearson Road, yeah.
Is
so
it?
It's, yeah, Pearson Road, and then if you take a left, there's all kinds of restaurants there where we could meet. Isn't that where that Coney Island was?
Miller Road. Hang on.
That was on Miller Road?
I think so. I don't get down in that area very often.
On purpose.
Just with friends.
So
but there
the
are a lot
first
of places to eat right there.
What I'll do, Roger, is I'll shoot you a link. I'll just send you a map link. Drop you a pin.
Okay.
You'll know right where to go.
Okay. That
and
sounds
I can
like
do
game
that
plan.
For everybody. Oh, come on. We can get through this slush. Get through the slush. We did it.
Woo!
All right. Hallelujah. That's how you speak your faith right there. That's better than saying,
Amen.
I'm going out in the ditch now. I'm going out in the ditch now. I ain't going out in that ditch now.
Okay, so it's...
Well, ahead, don't forget, Pastor, motor'em easy, motor'em safe.
Yes, sir. We've been doing a good job of that. And I'm being led by a 23-year-old. And he's doing a really good job of being motor easy and motor safe. I'm impressed.
That's good.
Very impressed.
And may God watch
so,
over
Brother,
you whether you travel near or far.
Thank you. Keep going.
Amen, Roger.
May he send angels to watch over you, keeping you safe, protect your vehicle, and anybody else who's in your vehicle with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight it's me and my angels, and they're glad they're not having to ride out there in the sleet and the rain.
Isn't that where the snow belt is by Flint?
I don't know. It's where the snow is tonight. But now, Brother Dan, are you going to be able to be with us tomorrow or no?
Yeah, I can. We're going to meet somewhere.
All right. All right, that's cool. That'd be cool. So, how about Francetta? Is she going to be with us?
Francetta, you going to be with us? From having my knee slip twice, I'm not able to walk. Oh, Francetta.
Well, tell her just to fly with her angel wings.
We speak restoration of perfect health to your knee now.
And your body in Jesus' name.
And your whole body. Talk to that knee, Francetta. Put your hands on it and help.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Heal in Jesus' name. And don't stop until it obeys.
Amen.
I put it on the shelf and have to accept it. Can't work either. Bless your heart. We say healed. In Jesus' name.
Okay.
Okay, so if anyone else decides you do want to meet with us tomorrow, I think, yeah, just message us, anybody that hasn't already said. Hi, Al. Alan Barton is with us. It's good to see you, Al.
What time do you think you'll be in the Flint?
I would say one-ish.
Okay,
okay, so
if I leave here, if I leave here by 11, I should be there in plenty enough time.
Plenty enough time. Yes, sir. Now, what I'm going to do is we'll put that link in the family thread on Messenger, so everybody keep your eye open for it, and there'll be a link to take you right to the place where we're going. And that way we all know. You can use your maps and get there effectively. And, you know, and we'll just have a good time hanging out, being together, seeing each other, hugging each other's neck, and just shouting glory be to God.
Amen.
So make sure you stay connected on that. And thanks for being connected with us on here tonight, you know. Learning this new platform really helps us become that much more effective in the future. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't matter what they do with Facebook or YouTube. Blog Talk Radio ain't going to go away. And Blog Talk Radio does not seem to care at all what you broadcast. They just don't seem to care at all. And so thank God for that. God bless them. God bless YouTube and Facebook to always let us produce what we are. And may you stop selling our stuff to the government. And we declare Jesus is Lord. Now, I want to get back to that statement that Felicia made about the talking heads and the Hollywood stars. Because if we're not careful, we'll let them limit us to how far we can go. I had said that to Brother Dan about coming on and talking about different places where he's been, because he's been in all those places, so is Brother Roger, where a Christian man was mocked for his faith. What, is your wife making you go to church or whatever? And that's wrong. That shouldn't be. But it doesn't matter. Don't let anyone limit you about your faith in God. Now, God might tell you, don't go do that and don't go be there, but that's not God limiting you. That's God saving your bacon from something you can't see that's going on over there. But the one I'm talking about is people saying, well, it doesn't matter. Someone who has your deal, you can never go above this level. Liar, liar, pants on fire. As soon as someone says you can't get above this level, there'll be another 85 million people that are doing it, and they're doing it right in everybody's face. So don't ever accept the statement, you can't do that. Look at where you come from. No, you can do anything that God gives you to do. And
amen.
You stop letting anybody limit you.
Because God's laws, laws that he has put in place do not work off of the same system that this worldly system works off. He's put laws into place, and they're not limiting. This world's laws are limiting, but God's are not. Did that make sense?
Yes, it makes very good sense. And that's a perfect thing to say. So thank you. Did we just miss our road, guys? Please let's
You're
not
welcome.
Miss our road.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Francetta for just a second because she has questions. And I have to get off of Facebook. So I want to direct everybody again to Blog Talk. Francetta, you're hearing Pastor on Blog Talk Radio. He's still traveling. He's on his way back from Tennessee. He's on the road. He's on Blog Talk Radio right now. I have to get off of the Facebook stream here, so I want to encourage everyone to call into Blog Talk because then you can still hear Pastor speaking even once I close up this Facebook. The number there is 563-999-3487. If you dial that number, Francetta, it will say it's Blog Talk Radio, and then I'll put you live there, and then you can still hear Pastor, even after I turn off the Facebook program, okay? And anybody else that's still on here, if you want to continue to hear Pastor, go ahead and dial in. The number again is 563-999-3487. And as I see you come over there, I'll put you live. Oh, I see a couple there right now.
I think if you just hold that, if they've got it in the comments, if you just hold that button down, it'll dial it automatically for you.
Oh, will it?
I love the word.
I love the word. Amen, Roger.
Roger. Okay, there's another one.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Who's this?
Oh, hi. Yeah. Hey, so everybody can come on here and talk together?
Well, yeah, we have to have a slight bit of order, but yeah, we can come on here and talk together and preach. And
well, I'm watching your Thanksgiving one right now on my TV.
Oh, is this Francetta?
Yeah, it's Francetta, yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, this time I called it and she connected me. So last time she said there wasn't
there
anything
go.
On it, but this time she said there was. So good.
Yeah, earlier when I was on, Brother Dan said, well, I can hear your wipers because I'm talking. But,
I can hear your car wipers, your windshield wipers.
But you know, here's some of the ways we make it work. If you're not in the conversation exactly yourself, learn how to put your own mic on your phone on mute and off, because then that keeps the background noise from being in there and interrupted. I don't have a problem with any of you talking and being a part of the conversation. It's just
how you put it on mute.
On your phone?
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the dial pad in your phone, then you should
see
a mute button.
Oh, that little microphone?
Yep.
Yes.
There you go. Now talk.
I like being on better.
So, Francetta, give us an update on Ben. Tell us about Ben.
Oh, I'm Ben. Ben is home. Ben is happy, taking care of himself. But not today, he told me he was bored. He doesn't know what to do with himself. Well, he's got a long time to figure out what to do with himself, I guess, because it's not going to, you know, it's going to take a little while. Although he is really doing good. He said that he's doing very well, and I can't believe how well he's doing because most COVID people don't do this well. soon.
Well, and you can tell him we got 500 hours of material he can go through, so no sense of sitting around being bored.
Yeah, really.
I don't want that guy preaching at me. Let's pray for Ben
I would like you, Sam, to friend request him and see if he would take you as a friend, and then you can send him things. I'd like to see how that works.
All right. Let's all pray for Ben right now. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your help, for your mighty, miraculous power working in Ben's life.
Amen.
And as we have stood on your word over and over and over again, your word has come true once again in this man's life, as we have spoken it, stood on it, and declared it. And now we speak for this complete recovery for Ben, for his lungs, for his body. We declare life and life more abundantly to our brother in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare the infallible proofs of Almighty God to manifest in his life, where he looks at it and says, I can tell that's God. That might not be the religion I saw once, but it is God, and I believe in God, and I'm going to walk with God. We declare it now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Life and life more abundantly in his spirit, soul, and body, in the mighty name of Jesus. What's your friend's name, Francetta, that has that we're praying and rebuking those glasses?
Sherry.
All right. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor and praise, Father, that these lungs have turned from what the doctor calls glass lungs, and they've turned to pink and healthy and filled with the breath of Almighty God.
Amen.
As we have sent that song around, we send it again. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only, Lord. We pour out our praise and we give you glory, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor. And we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I've got to give us another prayer request.
It's Pharaoh, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I stand because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free, and his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
I love it.
Okay, Brother
guys,
Dan, you sing the second verse.
I'm in the Facebook
stream now, guys, so everybody that wants to go over to Blog Talk, go ahead and head over that way. Felicia, I think I just connected you or put you live.
Are you there, right, Felicia?
Hello?
Hello, is
Hello.
This Felicia?
Hi, how are y'all?
How's Opelika, Alabama?
Cold. It's cold tonight.
Yeah, how cold?
32, 33, something like that.
Wow,
enough for me
really
to
cold.
We
still
need to
get out 2 inches.
Woo.
Everybody's talking at the same time. Gotta love
it. Nothing wrong with Flintstone communication.
No, and you know, after we've all not been together very much this week, it feels good to be able to be together and talk. And
yeah,
just
yeah,
communicate.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Hi, Felicia. I'm
Francetta. Hi, Francetta.
How are you doing?
I'm making it, lady. How about you?
Yeah, I'm making it, too. One-legged.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Better than no legs, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well.
Yep, I can always be happy about something.
Can always be happy. Now, guys, I have another prayer request, and I want us to pray for because...
Okay.
This one's a more serious situation. Is one of the leading families of the fallen of our state. They're just two giants in the faith, and their son was killed in action in Afghanistan. The wife went to heaven yesterday. Totally unexpected. She was in the hospital with COVID and was recovering.
Aww.
And then she had a heart attack and a stroke, and she went to heaven.
Aww.
And she's got a daughter and a bunch of grandkids and her husband. So I'm going to pray for them. Their names are Dennis and Terry Johnson. They're... They're two of God's special jewels, and I ask you to put them on your prayer list, but let's pray for them right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak over Dennis and Terry right now. Wait, let's do this. Everybody put your phone on mute so that we have a clear line for a second. In the name of Jesus, we speak life and help and strength to Dennis, first of all, and recovery. You foul spirit of death, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command your power broken. I command the answers for this family from God Almighty. I declare, COVID, your power is broken. You release your grip on Dennis's life. I declare lungs breathe, heart pump, organs work, life, and life more abundantly to this family. No more death in the mighty name of Jesus. No more death. Lord, we know that Terry is running and jumping and dancing all over heaven. Now, these that are still here on earth have a big hole in their heart where she filled. And in the mighty name of Jesus, as Isaiah 61 tells us to do, we pour in the healing balm of Gilead. We pour in the healing and the life of Almighty God into these families. We declare person that's going to show up at this memorial service. that they will find the Jesus that Sister Terry has showed them now for 10 years. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life and life more abundantly. And, Father, we send this prayer out all across our communities. Just lift your hands over your community and just move them around, wave them around and say, just pray it with me. Anyone in my community that is on that border of crossing over, we speak life to you and life more abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will live. You will not die. You will live. We declare this now together. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if one of the rest of you would like to pray, go ahead. Just unmute your mic and go ahead and start praying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Did I lose everybody? Nope, I'm still alive.
I'm still here, Pastor.
All right. Just got real quiet. Everybody put their phone on mute. It's like, whoa, now I don't know where everybody's at. But it's all right. It helps make it a lot clearer when we're all on mute like that. But I appreciate you guys' prayers for that. Go ahead.
Two things I wanted to say. Granddaughter was sent home. She had corona. Nothing happened. Not a thing.
Amen.
I put her in prayer. Had no problems breathing or anything like that. No heart problems. So she got healed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And another thing.
Thank you.
You know, I love the word. And I really enjoyed that 5 hours of your ministry. Wondering when you're going to have another 5 hours.
Well, right now I'm at 3 hours, so I don't know how long they're going to let this stay on, but I still got 2 hours to get home, so I can preach for another 2 hours. And we can learn how to make this process work. Let me see. How much longer have I got for battery? Oh, I got a lot of battery left. And I know some of you can't stay on that long, but the bottom line is this. We can always speak the word of God. And the Apostle Paul in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 26, says that we should meet together so much the more as we see the days approaching. What you and I are doing right now is not unusual. It isn't unnormal. That's a bad word, but I like it. This is what normal should be like in the life of every believer. Finding a way to gather together with other believers so much the more as we see the day approaching. Watch out. What do we got going on here? Wow, there's some cool Christmas lights. And all right, now ready to stop here at my nephew's house. Who all we got on with us?
I'm
Dan,
here.
There?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right.
Yeah,
good
evening.
And I'm here.
Okay, well, somebody read some Bible or something. I got to get out of the car and hug my nephew and stuff, so I'll be back in about 5 minutes here.
Can you hold on for just a second? I was going to close down so that Becky can go to bed, but if I close my computer down, it's going to end Blog Talk, isn't it, or will it stay going?
No, it's going to stay going because we're on.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay, shutting down.
All right, guys.
This is Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with all the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. See there. Come back.
Remember
this. We're going to
break up.
My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of the days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without cause if he has done you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. Amen.
Psalm 6.
I chuckled because of my foot. My foot stumbled. Because your foot will not stumble while mine stumbled.
Psalm 6. Be merciful
to me, O Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Psalm 6, verse 8. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and dismayed. They will turn back in sudden disgrace.
You guys are doing awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you for reading while I get packed up here. One of the things that, as Pastor was talking about tonight, too, about not letting this world limit us, there's a story about the bumblebee that so many times crosses my mind. There's so many different examples of it. But by human standards, a bumblebee should not be able to fly compared to the size of its wings, to the size of its body, and all of the other considerations. By human logic, it should not, in scientific studies, it should not be able to fly, but nobody told it it couldn't, and so it does. And that's kind of a simple example of what Pastor was talking about. We've got to quit letting this world limit us, because the laws of this world aren't the same as God.
Right. That's right. Amen.
Amen. So does somebody else have a favorite chapter they want to read?
I don't have a chapter I want to read, but I want to elaborate on what you just said.
All right. That's awesome.
You were talking about the bumblebee, and that reminded me of a lot of times you hear of animals who are like dogs or horses, whatever. They're so used to being tied or chained or crated or boxed or whatever, and it gets to the point psychologically where they don't even try, even when it's what was the horse that was held by, you know, a piece of yarn or something. I think that was one of the stories. Could have easily broke it and moved on, but it didn't because it had psychologically it was conditioned not to. And I think that just touches on what you were saying about the mind controlling so much, and that's what I think we do when we allow all of these other influences to come in. That animal that doesn't think it can, so it doesn't try. And I think that's the goal of the enemy, is to get us where we don't try anymore, that we just believe whatever comes down or what we've been taught.
Yep, we just accept the limitations and don't ever push the boundaries. And we don't have any boundaries. Our God owns it all, our Father. So, yeah, those are awesome examples. Or like the elephant, too. You can tether him with hardly anything, and he won't push it. Or a cow that won't step across the grate that they easily could clear.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a two, because I was going down the street, and I thought these cows were going to get out on the road. So, and there was a lot of them. He's got a whole big herd. So I drove back to the farmer's house, and I found a farmhand, and I told him. He said, oh, no, no. Nope, they're fine. He said, those are tubes. And we put them there, one tube, and then a little bit of space in another tube. That's all tubes. And for some reason, a cow will not walk over it.
Yep. Yep.
It was just the way of keeping cows in there. With nothing. I mean, nothing. No offense, just tubes.
Yeah,
or we don't realize we've grown what has been limiting us, like something, you know, simple as a child, which goes back to, you know, that guilt that he was talking about earlier. We've outgrown it, but we don't realize it. We're still letting it hold us, just like that, you know, that leash that can hold the puppy, but it couldn't hold, you know, a full-grown dog. That's part of how that guilt just holds us. We've outgrown that limit. We've been reborn, but we're still letting it keep us there. We're too scared to try to push past it because it's what we're used to. And we're sometimes too scared to go into the unknown.
I left it all behind me, believe me.
Amen.
I left it all behind me. When it said he puts it in a sea of forgetfulness, I forgot it too.
You took him at his word. You took him at his word.
Yeah, I did. I always take God at his word. Yeah. And I don't dwell on the past, and I dwell maybe on sometimes things that hurt me, maybe sometimes, but I don't really dwell on them. I just know they're there and that God will take care of me and he'll take care of it. And, you know, I don't worry. He says, don't worry, so I don't worry.
Yeah. Those memories of the things that
So who all's left on here?
Well, I think there's about 20 of them.
Good evening.
That's good.
Man.
Hey, Al Barton's with us.
Now, how is this going to be a thing every day with this blog talk?
It's not going to replace Facebook, but in the evening it will always be there, so you have better access to it. Like Brother Dan learned is. When he's on the road different places, he's always got enough signal to dial into Blog Talk Radio. And then if Facebook works, he can make comments off of Facebook, but he's not going to Facebook for the audio. Take a break. No,
yeah,
take
and
a break.
Comments when he's driving.
But so I'm always going to have this there. Turned around. This is not good. Don't ever be turned around. Look at your phone. Find out where you are. Always trust your compass. Compass will tell you exactly where you're at. Nobody know which way I'm driving? Wow, that's weird.
You don't know where you're
driving. All right. Go ahead. So, anyways, back to Brother Al's question. Blog Talk Radio is going to be there every time we're on for the evening program. All right, and then that way I have good audio. You can go back and re-listen to the audios again of this. So, if you're just driving down the road and you want to listen to it, I'm not sure what it is now. You have to do like. The Blog Talk Radio channel. Do you remember what you have to do, Dan? Because it's actually a Blog Talk podcast. So you can go back and you can have this come to your phone and be able to go back and see all the different episodes that we've done. It's a pretty powerful platform, and it has pretty good audio. Even all the mistakes we make, the audio will be perfect on it.
The Blog Talk. Let me see my net.
And
okay.
I will also have a link that I will post in the Facebook notes. There'll be a link there to Blog Talk Radio, where if you weren't able to sit down and type out comments and stuff, but you had your computer on, you could actually listen to this audio on your computer. Get back on the road, on the road, on the road, on the road. All right, here we go. There we go. Hallelujah. Slippery here. All right. Teaching everybody how to speak your faith.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, so what were we talking about when I so wonderfully interrupted?
Did you go off the road?
I did, but I got back on.
Oh, okay. Great guy for that. Is it slippery?
Oh, it's horribly slippery.
Oh,
sloshing. About an inch and a half of sloshing.
Oh,
29 degrees.
So is Blog Talk Radio an app?
I don't know if it's an app. Anybody have good intel on that? Yeah. I've never used the app because I have to hook it up on my computer in order to make it work. But it could be an app.
I'm going to find out.
All right. Thank you, Penta. So what was the scripture we're on?
Epic Times, iHeart. So I don't see it. Paranormal.
No.
Talk Radio. Christian Music. My Tuner Radio. Talk Stream. A lot of them on here. Talk Radio Entertainment. Talk Stream Music and Broadcasting Station Head. Why? Talk Now. Nope, but there's not one for that one. Podcast.
Otter Lake
Road. My 365 radio.
Yeah. I never thought it was an app, but you know, it's a powerful.
No,
it's
not.
Blogtalkradio.com. And what you'll do is this phone number will always be our phone number. So you can dial that same number every night, and you'll be right into where we're at.
That's our
now,
number?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Now, I won't always be on here having conversation like this when we're live on Facebook and YouTube, but you can still come and get the audio. The thing that this gives us the ability to do is also get on here if you have a question, and with a little bit more moderation, a moderating team, then people can ask a question on here or have a prayer request and bring it to Blog Talk Radio, and we can come right on live and pray. That just takes a couple more people than what Sister Leanne and I have been able to do ourselves in order to pull that all off, because that, you have to screen the calls. I know that all you guys' hearts are pure, and you would never do anything wrong on here, but the fact that it is live on Blog Talk Radio right now around the world, anybody else can call in too, and I have had at times people who were very perverted that called in. So, you know, if that happens, everybody just hang up, call back. And
well, if you won't, Pastor Sam, you take that job and make.
If they're calling in questionable, then maybe it wouldn't be that bad to listen to them. But if they're calling in to just make trouble, then yeah.
Well, if you say the F word one time, you've crossed my limit. This is a church program that doesn't belong here. Every sinner knows it doesn't belong here, and I'm not going there. So You are now deleted and blocked. You won't be allowed back on because I don't play games. This is a program about Jesus and God. And if you come to argue with me, not you guys, but if they come to argue, which is what happens, I'm not into argument. I'm not going to argue over words. And you can't bring your perversion on here and violate our good program in God. And that's just where you have to have a moderating team. Anytime it's live like this, you have to have a moderating team, because there's nothing you can do. If nobody has the ability to X them out, then you got to listen to them or you got to all hang up. And I'm not listening. So that's just our experience. I've got over 2,000 Blog Talk Radio shows that I've done, and I've got a lot of years of experience with this, so we can usually spot them pretty quick what they're all about, and, you know, just keep on going. Now, I want to get back to that statement that Felicia made about the Hollywood actors and the talking heads, because she didn't say it from the point of view that I'm saying it, but here's the thing. Every one of us have learned to chase God, and there is no limit when you're chasing God. There's none. No man can put a limit on you. God himself will never put a limit on you of how much revelation you can have. Jesus said, to him who has revelation, more will be given. So if we're not careful, we'll let even spiritual leaders say words to us, and we'll limit ourselves by what they did, because we'll say about them, well, look at how amazing they are. How could I ever do that? Well, you can't do that, because how do you know God doesn't want you to do 10 times what that person did? So when you said that earlier, Felicia, it just hit me. It was what God was speaking to me about this week quite a bit when I couldn't get a hold of you guys, was break every barrier force in our life. Break them. God will never limit you and how much revelation of his word you can have. Never. He wants you to know him. So chase him wide open every day, all day long. And listen to the great leaders of God who challenge you to conquer and do great things. If you think about Joshua, God said to him, Joshua chapter 2, I guess, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now rise and take these people into the promised land. And within 7 days, 12 days, whatever it was, they had crossed the Jordan and were fighting, were winning the battle at Jericho within 7 or 12 days, whatever it was. They were already in the Canaan land. They were already going after the enemy. They were already defeating the enemy and learning how to be mighty warriors from being just slaves. And I want to encourage every one of you in your own personal Christian life to just continually put this thought down inside of you that says, God in no way is going to limit my life. You know, we are not going the right direction here. Everybody just, somebody else talk for a minute.
I love the word.
I love the
good
word.
Good job,
emoji,
Red.
Emoji, emoji, emoji.
We're going north on 24. Oh. All right. Well, yeah, we're going the right way.
Are you in Michigan?
Yeah, we just left Lapeer.
Oh, okay.
Going to West Branch.
Did you drive from Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You've drove a lot.
Yeah, we left this morning about 11 o'clock. It's been about 12 hours, but not too bad yet. So here's the deal with that, because I really want to make this as a point for tonight. I heard you guys talking about depression. Depression is real. We don't make fun of it, and we don't make fun of people who are in it. We know the answer, and I was talking with Brother Dan, and he was the only one on Blog Talk. He made a statement. We must discipline our minds to think different thoughts. And that is the power of this set of teachings we've been doing on the mind, the will, the emotion, the spirit, soul, and body. Is you and I, the spirit, telling our soul and our body, this is what you're going to do. Don't give me any hassle. That's a whole new revelation of a Christian life. But when you look at the men of old, that's exactly what they did. And so now we got to build this process and learn these skills of teaching our triune nature we have, our spirit, soul, and body, to listen to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God, because there won't be another day of weakness when we get there. I heard a great man of God say the other day, I haven't had an aspirin or a Tylenol for 42 years. Now, that's quite a statement. I can't make that statement myself, but he could.
Okay.
And I wouldn't, I'm not saying that so you'll worship. I'm not saying it so you'll be condemned. I'm saying it as this is an example of a man who has literally learned to command his soul and his body of what they're going to do every day, and he's done it with the Word of God. And this is what God has been teaching us since we began on March 21st of 2020. This is the thing that God's been teaching us. And he's come at it from the left and the right and the north and the south and the top and the bottom. And he circled it and he drove around it. And he keeps bringing us back to this same thought process. And that is, you are the spirit. You are the being inside that body. Now tell your mind how to think according to the Word of God, and tell your body how it's going to act according to the Word of God. What we're going to have to do is go right back to the basics again, and we're going to start right back at zero. We're going to hit the basics again for about another 3 or 4 days, and then we're going to be talking for the rest of December about the Christmas message and how Jesus came to this earth and gave his life for you and I, culminating in a great Christmas program and a great holiday month.
Amen.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Are you going to play Christmas songs too?
Am I going to play what?
Christmas songs.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't have my complete list made, but I have a good list already started. So we'll be having Christmas songs and Christmas music. And send in your favorite Christmas songs. Just make it sure that it's not Grandpa Got Ran Over by the Reindeer.
Can I listen to your request? No, Mary, did you know? Because that song makes me bawl like a baby.
Oh, that's a great song. Somebody want to sing
it?
Hey, Brother Dan, sing Mary, Did You Know for us. Dan's got
me?
A good, deep bass voice. I like that. Mary, did you know? Beautiful song. And,
baby.
If you are not connected to the music that we have in the afternoon, keep being connected. Keep sending us music that you think might be a good song. God's given us a very specific process he wants in there, worship and honor and glory to his name. But right now we only got about 15 different artists, and I really want to have more than that. But the idea is a good chance to just worship. I was worshiping with you as I was driving up the road this afternoon, and my goodness, the glory of God just filled the car with me, and there we go, Otter Lake Road. Anybody know where I'm at? I'm on Otter Lake Road.
sit in Flint.
Yep, for sure.
Flint.
Sounds like Flint. I don't know for sure, but I haven't been around.
Brother Elmo's wearing that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I used to run that way a lot.
Wow, where are you at tonight, Al?
Alvin, Texas.
Alvin, Texas. Is it snowing there tonight?
Yeah, 54 degrees.
54 degrees. God bless Alvin, Texas.
Now you here till the end of February, first March, someplace
March.
Like that.
It's been 54 degrees here in Michigan. Really, it's been really nice, like summer, fall. You just got winter today.
So
wow.
I now have to say this statement because I don't know what happens next. All right, the program was scheduled for 3 hours. We've been going 3 hours now. So sometimes I'm allowed to stay on longer than that. Other times I'm not. If all of a sudden it disappears, it's not on your end. It's just that's the end of the program. And they kept it going.
It actually says we have 3 minutes and 16 seconds left. So...
Wow.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
One question. You're going to meet down there tomorrow. You're going to do an hour of faith tomorrow?
We will probably not do an hour of faith. We might do it right from the – thank you, brother. I appreciate that. We'll probably do it right from the restaurant. We can just broadcast right there in the seat with us. But we'll be driving – I won't be able to be broadcasting that at noon. Thank you. I really appreciate that, Dan. That gives everybody a heads up. And those of you that's in Michigan, if you want to come see us, we're going to be at a restaurant in Flint on Pearson Road. And I will send a link to the family thread. We'll be there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. Just so any of you that might have the opportunity in Michigan to come see us, come on up, and we'll break bread together. And you don't have to eat if you don't want to, but drink a cup of coffee, a glass of water, or tomato juice or something. And we'll be together and hug each other's neck and pray for each other and shout glory. I really wanted to tell you a powerful, powerful testimony. You know, I think I'm still going to do it. Wait, slow down. Let me make it clear again. We won't be doing an hour of faith at noon.
I will put a post in the family thread about that, too, because I told them that we probably would. It would just be going down the road. So I'll put a post in the thread.
Okay. What we got going on here, Josh? Yep.
Go ahead with your story. You have 1 minute and 15 seconds.
Well, all of you that's been a part of the noon prayer with us, you've heard us praying for the 10:40 window. I met a man who is a very, very, very serious major player in the 10:40 window countries. And when I told him what we were praying, he said, that is exactly what needs to be prayed over the 10:40 window. He
Woo-hoo!
Said that the
That's
church
awesome.
In Afghanistan, the church in Afghanistan has doubled in size since the fiasco with the United States of America in July.
Wow.
The church in Afghanistan has doubled in its size since what happened in July in Afghanistan. I literally stood there saying, thank you, Lord, that we have just straight up listened to your voice and done what you said on our noon prayer. And literally, he said at one point in the conversation, he said, I hear people in America praying for the American troops. And this was an Afghan person. And they said, why aren't they praying for the Taliban troops? The American troops already know God. Uh-oh.
That really, really.
Hey, everybody's still here. That's interesting.
That could happen. That could happen with prayer. Yep.
This is what he said. He said, we went to all the Afghan pastors and said, America's moving out. It's going to get bad. You know it's going to get bad. And we will move every one of you to a new village if you would like us to. And he said they moved about 150 pastors to different villages. And he said as soon as we did that, we had to find another 150 pastors to take their place. So he said that
wow.
The church doubled immediately.
Wow.
And there was people standing in line saying, all right, well, I don't know how to pastor, but if you'll teach me, I'll be the pastor. They
wow.
don't get to be a pastor until they've learned how to go to the street and witness for people and get people born again right on the street of Afghanistan.
Wow.
They can't even become a pastor until they have at least built a Bible study gathering of believers to a certain level, and then they'll let them become the pastor. It's a story that you don't hear in the news.
No.
But I stood in front of a man who has probably been in the 1040 window nations more than he's been at his own house in the last 10 years. It was
very,
very encouraging.
Why are they called 1040 window?
The 1040 window is the location on the globe between 10 degrees north and 40 degrees north on the globe. It's all of the Muslim, Hindu, Eastern religion nations.
Oh, okay.
Buddha.
Wow.
And that's called the... There's
the 1040
nation. Yep. That's 3.2 billion people that don't know Jesus.
Wow.
And it's where the fat world are. Iran is number two in the world for building Christian churches.
Wow.
So, all of our prayers, guys, are happening.
Yeah.
And he just said it. He's praying what you're praying. And listen to the Holy Spirit, because he said, we can always tell you. He'll tell you exactly what the says to pray. We'll change our whole world.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Make you want to shout glory or something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Are you? Did they leave?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I said, are we all still on here or what?
It sounds like everybody's still here, so not sure what happened with our time limit. But if we all disappear, then you'll know that the program's over. I just
right.
want to encourage you guys that our prayers are making a difference.
Oh,
when
definitely.
When I explained to this man how God had spoken to us that statement, the International Prayer Network, he just looked at me. And when I said, somebody asked me, he goes, man, it's the word of God right there, isn't it? I said, it is the word. Because you're going to tell me God doesn't have 15, 20 praying around the world out of 7.5 billion? No, there's that many people praying. The news media just wants us to believe that nobody's praying. But that's not our God. That's not his ways. That's not his characteristics. And so you and I got to just go ahead and make the declarations. Not only is are we praying, but there's another 10, 15, 20 million people just like us praying around the world. And how awesome is that that we get to be a part of it?
Yeah, how powerful it is, too.
Glory, hail, newborn king. Who wants to sing a song? Somebody sing. I know what I want to sing. Let's sing our favorite song we sing all the time. For you are great, you do miracles, great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so
great.
There is one else like you. There is no like you.
Ooh, love that song.
Let me interject
All right,
something.
Sister. Go ahead.
Y'all come back now here for more of the good word.
Roger. We're going to get you recorded on that, and that's just going to be a regular statement. We're going to pump it in there like we all come back now, yeah? I love it. Wait, and we got to have Felicia recorded, too, with her southern accent.
Yeah.
Love, blessings, health, peace, and rest to all.
Love you, Felicia.
Love that. Love you, Felicia. Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of our family.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Neither would we. Tell Layaway we missed him.
Layaway's out cold right now. In all seriousness, in May, once I finish this blasted degree, if you are still in need of someone to help you out with that blog talk monitoring, let me know.
Sure.
I'll do it.
That's awesome, awesome. That's awesome.
Well, it's not that difficult. It's just daily. You know, if you're going to be on, then something you got to do because I've heard some pretty perverse things come across these lines, and you got to be able to hit that X button. And you know, of course, on that. But it's a very simple process, just like all of this is. And God has staged us, this group of people. To so many people, and we just got to keep working together as a team, as his body, and watch what God does. That's what he does. But we're going to keep talking, Felicia, so if you have to go, you have to go, and the same for everybody else, because if you stay on here and they let me, I can talk for the next 2.5 hours.
That's fine by me. Right now, I'm just going to sneak out and turn down the heat because I think the boys think I need to be, they forgot I need to be basted in between the cycle.
I'll hang out with you.
I love it. Thank you, Jesus. Help us do the right thing with it. So, Brother Al, where am I at now? I just went through a little town. I don't know this road.
I'll hang with you for the next 2.5 hours.
what road is that?
I don't have it. Oh, I'm entering Genesee County. Genesee County. I feel like I'm going the wrong direction.
You'll come up on the southeast corner of Bay City by the hospital there.
Oh, going up 15.
24.
Not Bay City.
Yeah, 24, 15, all that comes together up there just south of Bay City.
Why do they do that to the map? My Lord. There you go.
Know, you'll come up.
Yeah, I know where it's
you'll come up.
There's a cemetery right there by the railroad.
North. Yeah, and you'll come up just north of Frankenmuth, about 5 miles north of Frankenmuth at one time. You'll be when you come up across that area.
All right.
I don't remember the name of the roads anymore. Just, I was living in West Branch. And
oh, you're,
and
going
I was
to West, and you're going to West Branch?
Yeah.
Just find I-75.
Well,
he's 75.
Yeah, right.
You know what I can see
about this road? There's no fast driving semis on this road that's trying to blow us off in the ditch. I really am appreciative.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when he came out of Lapeer, he went north on 24, which turned into about 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, you get in that little county.
Trash
it. Yeah, and we went north, and if we'd have gone south, we'd have gone back down to 69.
Yeah, he either went back to Matamor or Wake Orion and stuff. He went south.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. So did anybody ask a question tonight?
Roger had a couple of questions about what an EFA was. And what was the other one? Oh, bullock. He wanted to know what a bullock was. But those were the only two questions. Oh, and Mary did come on, and she didn't have questions. That's unusual.
What's a bullock?
A bullock is a bull that they use for offering.
Oh, okay. A bullock. Okay.
Yeah, when they would do the offerings of the bullock was just one of the bulls that they
and
would
the
use.
And the Old Testament?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the only time we offer a bullock is when we all get together for a big barbecue. And then everybody takes home a quarter because there's a lot there.
Wow.
Now, I started to talk the other day, but, man, I had such a hard time with internet that it just wasn't even worth the effort at times. But when we looked at Nehemiah, how he literally had groups of people, and they built little communities, and they were the singers, and they called them choir. Did you ever know that was in the Bible? This literally was the title of them, was the Thanksgiving Choir, and they were trained by God and paid for by God and by the temple, and they literally had a little city off the outside of the wall, and that city was a city of praisers. And too many times we think that our praise is just loud singing or clapping singing, but you can have all kinds of different praise. And the most important thing is that it comes from your heart. David danced before the Lord. There's 15. I know where I'm at now. David danced before the Lord when he saw the ark coming. Well, the ark was a representation of the presence of God. And I was been studying this whole week with Dr. Summerall about spirit, soul, and body. And he's talked several times about one of the great men of the early 1900s, Smith Wigglesworth. And he said every morning he would wake up and he would say, I'm Smith, and brain, we're going to do the right thing today. Body, you're going to take me to the ways of God today. And we're going to rejoice in the Lord right now because he saved us and changed our life and cleaned us up forever. And at 80 years old, would dance before the Lord in his front room for 15, 20 minutes every day, filled with glee, telling God how grateful he was to be set free. He was a drunk, a drunkard, and was a plumber. And his wife told him every day, Smith, you're going to preach the gospel. Smith, you're going to preach the gospel. Smith, you're going to preach the gospel. He was mean. He beat her. He was a drunk. And one day she said, if you ever beat me again, I'm going to lock the door and you can sleep on the porch. And he did. And she locked the door. And God met him on the porch.
Aww.
And said, don't do it again. It's time to preach the gospel for me. And the man literally turned the world upside down. I think that he'd seen, I think what they said is 29 people were raised from the dead by him. And thousands upon thousands of people were healed. And this was all in the early 1900s. But Dr. Summerall used it as a reference point of his life because he would wake up in the morning and say, my name is Smith. I'm the one in charge. Mind, obey the word of God. Body, do not give me any trouble. Be healed. Be strong. Be mighty. And he would command himself to have a great day. And may God continually help us to study this and perfect till you and I can actually see that come to pass in our lives. If you think about, I don't know, it's Obadiah or somewhere where it says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the bound say, I am free because of what the Lord has done for me. And that's what God has taken us into. That's what we're learning. Thank God for it. And what a blessing it is in our lives. What a blessing it is. Well, I think we're going to have to hang up, guys, because I'm about to run out of juice.
So soon?
Well,
oh, wait. I didn't check my phone.
I've been broadcasting on my Blog Talk Radio now for 4 hours, so. Or 3 hours. So. Anyways, I'm going to have to be done, and we'll come back tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be at live at the restaurant there in Flint. You can be with us. That's good. We'll see if we can set the camera up and just go live right in the restaurant. And then we won't have a program on Sunday night. That's always the night when Sister Leanne and I recuperate ourselves and study the word and get ready for the next. Wow. Week, and then Monday at noon we'll be live for the program, the prayer program, and then Monday night we'll be back here live again on Facebook. And no, we won't. Monday we'll be traveling. We'll be live on Blog Talk Radio for sure. And then same thing for Tuesday. It's going to take us 2 days to get home to North Dakota. So that's kind of our schedule for the next 3 or 4 days. And every part of that, you can be with us. Praise God. Can't be with us, at least speak the word of God over us, that everywhere we go, we get to speak his word boldly in the mighty name of Jesus.
Are you traveling with Sam?
Say again?
Are you traveling with Sam?
I don't know what that last word is you're saying.
With Pastor Sam.
Yeah, this is Pastor Sam.
You're traveling with Sam?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
This is
Leanne, you all came from North Dakota?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. And we're on our way back. After, you know, Monday morning we got to take off and be back, so.
Wow. 1,200 miles. Wow.
It's a good trip. It's a long trip. It's a fun trip.
Yeah, I've
it's
done
a,
it before.
It's a pretty
I know.
Trip.
Yeah. Do you go Highway 2?
Time to do it.
Do you go Highway 2,
yep.
Or how do you go?
Yep.
Yeah? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Highway 2, if you drive from Mackinac City to St. Ignace and you drive Highway 2, you will literally drive within a mile of our house in North Dakota, 1 mile.
Oh, really? On Highway 2?
Half of Highway 2, yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah,
interesting fact about... Interesting fact about Highway 2. In Montana, there's 666 miles of Highway 2 in Montana.
Wow.
But because it says 666, nobody would put that mile marker out, so it goes from 665 to 667.
That's good.
Interesting fact. Doesn't do anything for you spiritually. It's just a very interesting fact I learned over there driving truck. Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for these wonderful people. Thank you for your word that's been with us tonight. Thank you that you helped us figure out this platform so that we can effectively use it to do your work. Bless each of our brothers and sisters. Father, you have brought together one of the greatest groups of believers I have ever seen in my life. And we are so honored that they're with us. And we love their faith. We love their determination to learn and study and grow and develop in you. And Jesus, we love you for what you have done in our lives.
Yes.
You are great. And you do miracles so great. We declare over every one of us in the community of faith that tonight and every night, the sleep of the righteous is blessed. And because of that blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. I rebuke sorrow. I bind sorrow. And we loose the joy of the Lord to fill its place. Thank you, Father,
Amen.
That when we lie down, we'll lie down in peace and safety, in green pastures by still waters. And you are restoring our soul tonight. We rejoice in you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, everybody. God bless you.
Good night, everybody. We
God's
love
blessing
you.
On you.
Good night.
I thought I'd at least get a
love
Mary Ellen or something.
We'll pray for your safe driving also.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Father in heaven, we pray that those that are traveling tonight
that you hold them in your hands and keep them safe. And we pray, Lord, that Sam and Roger and Leanne are safe as they drive back to North Dakota. Just keep your hand upon them and let them know that you are there with them every minute, Lord, and that no accidents or anything are going to happen because you're there and your angels are there too.
Amen.
We pray for all the people on the roads tonight because of the heavy ice and everything. And just make a safe journey and a safe way for them all to be in their homes. And, Lord, we pray in our hearts that more people get to know you, that more people come to you
Amen.
And accept you in Amen. Their hearts and know the beautiful life that they can live within, with you in them and with the Holy Spirit in you. And it just makes life beautiful, that's all I can say. And we just pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for prophesying Roger moving to North Dakota with us.
Oh, he doesn't live in North Dakota? No.
Oh, no. Now I understand what you were trying to say a minute ago. Okay, now I got you. Yeah, Roger lives in Warren.
Oh, okay.
We would like Roger to live in North Dakota with us, but... All right, we got to run. I got to go off here before I run out of juice. I sure love you. Remember what we always say? Say it with us. We love you.
We do love you.
And God loves you.
Loves you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Jesus.
In
mighty
name, Lord.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.